domestic agenda, and that we realize that we are far behind in our science and NIH and CDC, we'd be able to attack this very bad disease that's attacking us. We'd be able to attack it. So I think it's about domestic priorities, and I think we need to get the CDC working. We need to get the NIH working. Take that money from Iraq, put it here, and begin to fight that disease so people can live.
See, this is part of the Democrats.
I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. Like I even, you know. Boy, sometimes here at CBS, I wish the sound wasn't working.
Jersey is going.
I didn't even know what that asshole was saying. But you know, see, this is the problem sometimes with government. Hey, do we have some fucking security in this building? Or do I have to come over and kick this guy down out of here?
Could you get the fuck out of my building?
Hey, 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 ouch, 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 ouch. Jesus.
They won't chant Jerry for you, though?
You know, is that hard to throw somebody out of a building? I'll kick your ass out of here, too.
Get her the fuck out. What is going on here? What is the issue?
Hey, this isn't the Iowa caucus. Okay? It's not a debate. It's a debate between us. You're in the audience. Audience comes from the Latin, to listen. What's going on here?
You know, I was only allowed two guests, so things should be okay after that.
That's right.
Anyway.
You have good friends.
Tell us what happened in Building 7, Bill.
That one's not mine.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the problem with live television. I guess it gets around that if you're on live, then the nutcases. Yeah, and you are a nutcase, Building 7. Yeah, you know what that's all about? Of all the things I've said, and believe me, I've said a lot of things, as you all know, that could get my head on a block. The one that they protest about out here is the people who think that the World Trade Center was a controlled explosion. You see, in that instance, I'm actually defending President Bush. I don't think President Bush brought down the World Trade Center. And cows disagree with me.
This is, I don't know what I was on. Prayer.
This is a... Oh, Jesus.
How come I don't fire my audience department is really the question that's running through my mind right now. Yeah, don't be gentle with them. Ass-kicking is what's called for.
Sandwiches on a dick.
So, she's protesting Medal of Honor, the video game, because you can...
good job.
Yeah. I should have... because you can play as the Taliban and...
Well, yeah, and however, what she fails to understand is most of the, like, modern warfare games like Call of Duty or... Any first-person shooter video game, you get to play as the bad guy in every single goddamn one. And that includes, like, the new Modern Warfare series.
My son was hit by a car, so I'm going to protest the release of Frogger.
Exactly. I don't understand that. It's a video game. It's not...
It depicts things getting hit by cars. And
how about just don't buy the game? No, she needs to make sure other people don't buy the game.
Yeah, don't go
she
to the
store. She is so offended by the game.
Don't buy the game.
Yeah.
Like if your son was killed by a drunk driver, that doesn't mean that people shouldn't drink beer. It means, you know, people shouldn't, you know, get behind the wheel and drive a car under the influence of anything. You know, I mean, it's like killing a really big bird with a really stupid, pointless stone.
Exactly. And I don't understand that mindset. There are hundreds of video games out there where you get to play, not necessarily as the Taliban. It doesn't say when you go into the game, oh, you're playing as the Taliban. However, you're dressed in Middle Eastern garb, and instead of Taliban, it says Op 4, opposing forces.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is.
Well, I mean, it's all this shit about video games and the parents, people getting freaked out about, you know, offensive TV shows and movies and stuff. Like, really? There's so many things in the world that you may be offended by, may be opposed by. Why not just avoid those things?
Because
why, like, push your shit on other people?
Because she wants to be everybody's parent. She wants to tell other parents what they can let their kids watch. And these games aren't for little fucking kids.
Yeah.
They're mature-rated games. They're for people over the age of 18. And who the fuck is going to play a video game and say, wow, that Taliban really makes sense now?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it doesn't teach you, like, you know, it's just like a little pixelated crazy Ibi Bidibi running around with a gun.
Like, exactly.
I think that, you know, ignoring them and pretending like they don't exist is more irresponsible than putting them in a video game.
Well, I don't understand it. Nothing in a video game is ever going to make you sympathetic to a terrorist cause. That's not how the world works. And if this person really thinks that, she's probably a fucking idiot.
My son was killed by a robot from the future, so let us please.
Yeah, we're gonna
pick it. Terminator Salvation or whatever that. I'd pick it because it sucked, but I wouldn't pick it because my son was killed by a robot. From
I would
the future.
Pick it just because Christian Bale was in it. And he's a douche. What the fuck is wrong with? He ruined Terminator Salvation. I read the little online rumors about all the shit he was changing, and like, wow. That's probably going to be pretty stupid. And then, sure enough, that was the dumbest fucking ending of a movie I've seen.
If people were coming back in time, like, if we had figured out how to do that somewhere in the future, wouldn't there be signs of it by now? Like, wouldn't we have seen people come back from the future?
Not necessarily.
Or would it have gone back further? Like, wouldn't people be coming back from the future, and we know that they came back from the future already, so that we know that eventually it happens? Do you get what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay, this is the thing. At least from what I've read, and these are like junior detective grade science articles.
Yeah.
Like that's the level these articles were on that I read. Obviously, I'm not a smart dude, so I can't even begin to do whatever string theory, whatever the fuck they're doing. So, you know, in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try to explain as best I can. In Back to the Future, they go back in time, and then something changes, but they can still go backwards in time again and fix what they screwed up the first time they go backwards in time.
Yeah.
Now,
so then they go backwards in time from that time?
Yeah, from that time.
Like, they're like, oh shit, we screwed something up, let's go back like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the current theory is that if you do go back in time and you change some event, any event, that creates a new universe.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily change the universe you're in. So when you go back in time, you change an event that splinters the universes, and there's this new universe born from the event that you changed, and the other universe still keeps going. Like, it does.
Oh, so no, we're still in our universe.
Yes.
But then when they change something, then they make a new universe?
Yes. So let's say somebody goes back in time.
So then what's the point of even going back in time if your universe is still the same, but then there's another universe?
Well, that's part of it. The person who goes back in time, because they've changed the event, They're there for the split, therefore they're in that universe.
Oh, they're in the new universe.
They're in that new universe.
So the same shit happened, but like they're dumb to it now because they changed.
Yeah. So okay. If they go into the future, they're going into the future of that universe.
So in theory, if we eventually figure out how to go back in time, we'll never know it until we go back in time, and then we change and then go into a different universe.
Yeah, it's not that whole paradox thing like, oh, what if you go back in time and become your grandfather, like on Futurama?
Yeah.
That's not how it works, really.
Yeah.
Because when they go back into the future, they're going into the future of the future. It's not like an infinite loop where this dude's constantly becoming his own grandfather.
Is that
gene pool's dying.
Is that the only reason to go back in time? Like, in like literary history, has there ever been a reason other than I want to change something, I want to save someone who died, I want to, you know, kill Hitler, like shit like that? Like, has anybody ever just gone back in time because they thought it would be fucking cool? Like, you know, like, dude, I like...
Well, that's not a plot
device.
Like
when Neon first came back, came out, I want to go back to the 80s, you know, like...
Let me ask you a question. How many movies are put out a year that are just of a dude going on vacation?
That's true. Like, it's always something, like, ridiculous. It's never just, like, a dude who does shit. It's always, like, a dude who ends up being a... professional killer and meets a, you know, a chick and she doesn't know about it and it's a secret. There's never just like movies or books or anything about like a family that
because nobody would watch it.
I mean like The Sandlot. I mean like nobody had like superpowers or
there was a plot.
Yeah, but I mean like it was a movie about baseball. I mean for the most part and growing up. And a over-exaggerated big dog that wasn't really all that big.
Yeah, but there was a plot and conflict, and where's the conflict of a family?
What I'm saying is, like, they don't make movies like that anymore. Like, everybody has superpowers or is a killer or goes back in time or does something extraordinary. There's never just any movies about, you know, growing up and, you know...
What about Eat, Pray, or Love?
Oh, my God. Fucking bullshit. But
you
get what I'm saying.
Okay,
for the most part is... You know, I mean, like, you know, she went on this spiritual journey and, you know, met gurus that blah, 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 all that shit.
And she found the perfect dick for her puss?
Yeah, the perfect... Yeah, like a big Italian cock. By the guy who flipped coins and killed people and had the goofy haircut in a...
No Country
for Old Men. You know what? Even that, I mean, like, that's about as, you know, normal people as movies have gotten recently. And that even had, you know, murders and crazy... I mean, like, everything... Like, there isn't even any shows on TV like, you know, Dawson's Creek and Full House anymore. I mean, not like I'm, you know, aching for a Dawson's Creek reunion.
Well, there are. I don't think you watch them.
Everything is, like, spies and you know, crazy people and
what's
people with split personality disorder. I mean, nobody's just like, it's not like a show about like a family anymore.
Okay, what about the, there's a new spin on it. I think J.J. Abrams has this TV show.
Yeah.
Coming out about these, like, this black couple and their spies.
Yeah.
And they're black.
That's what I'm saying. Everything is like supernatural spy shit or... You know, they don't just, like, make normal shit anymore.
Sure they do. What about, 2 1/2 Men?
Well, it's very rare.
No, there's all kinds of shows like that. What about Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Like I said, it's very rare. It's not completely gone. It's very rare.
I can name off a whole bunch of them, and you can, too. It's not very rare. Just that they pimp out the super action ones.
We could go down the list of movies in theaters right now, and I guarantee, with the exception of that Eat, Pray, Love, none of them are just, like, about people, like, doing normal
What about
things.
Dinner for Schmucks?
It's about a wacko guy and wacko shit. And
yeah, that's true.
The guy thinks he can read minds and shit.
Well, but, okay, I mean, that's close, but...
What about George Clooney in The American?
It's a spy running around shooting people, that's what
I'm
saying.
You know what I hate?
What?
George Clooney in the fucking promos of that thing, he takes out a rifle from a bag,
and he puts a scope on it. It's a goddamn Mini 14. You might as well be throwing the bullets at him. Fucking horseshit piece of shit gun.
Machete.
Okay.
Okay, machete's off. Yeah, that's...
Going the distance. I guess that's like a romantic comedy. Yeah. There's still plenty of those. Takers, I guess. That's
yeah,
bank robbers
that's
or something.
Spy, yeah,
the Last Exorcism. That's yeah. like supernatural shit. The Expendables.
Yeah.
A group running around shooting people. The Other Guys. Cop shit. Vampires suck. Vampires.
No, and that's a comedy. That's a...
But it's still vampires. It's not like a comedy, like a comedy comedy. It's like a vampires comedy.
Yeah.
Inception. I mean, that's
okay.
Supernatural, whatnot. The Switch. That is a romantic comedy. Piranha 3D. As a society, we have failed when a movie like Piranha 3D is actually making money. Like, I'm all for going and seeing a movie that is comical, but it's not cool if, like, they do it on purpose. Then it's not funny. Then it's just stupid.
But at the same time, I heard there's, like, a lesbian scene in that movie.
Every movie has a lesbian scene now. Lesbians are, like, the new...
Yeah, but
you know,
then it makes it okay.
It makes it all okay if you put
two chicks
kissing in it?
Not all okay,
like,
but, I mean, it helps.
There's chicks kissing. Let's...
Well, I think they kiss naked, like they're doing it naked.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm not sure there's full frontal, but there's at least two pair of tits, and they're hugging each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, that doesn't make up for the entire rest of the movie. But, yeah, it's a nice little thank you for, you know, thanks for paying, you know.
Like, is it
bucks.
At the end, like at the very end,
no,
it has
no,
nothing
no.
to do with the rest of the movie? Or did they actually, like, somewhat kind of put it into the plot? Or
well,
did just, like, hey,
it's not a plot, but
thanks for watching this for an hour and 30 minutes. Everybody's dead except these two lesbians.
Well, no, it's not that much of a thank you, but, you know, it's a slasher flick with animals, so obviously there's going to be two girls fucking in it.
Howard was talking the other day. He was playing clips. I don't think he ever went back to it. He just started. He teased playing it, and Ving Rhames has been like promoting it. Apparently, Ving Rhames is in it, and Ving Rhames is apparently batshit crazy. I never put that together, but like they were playing a clip of him like doing some radio.
Now, are you talking about Gary Busey crazy or that Phelps girl crazy?
What Phelps? Oh, you mean like...
Shirley? Yeah.
Megan Phelps talks to me on Twitter all the time. I usually bait her, but...
Well, they're not that far away from us. I mean, they're like, you know, just on the other side of the state, aren't they? Are they from Kansas City, Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas?
I hope this is it.
What the hell is that? Is that Ving Rhames going apeshit?
Yeah, you got to hear this. This is so funny. Ving Rhames apparently is fucking batshit crazy. This is 5 minutes. I don't know if I'll stick with the whole thing, but it is quite entertaining.
Very excited now to be talking to the legend, Mr. Ving Rhames. Ving, good morning,
good
man. How are you?
Damn
good
right,
morning,
the legend.
I'm in here surrounded by piranhas, and I have to say, Lauren Felden. The publicist with MTV, she said, I need to tone it down. They wanted Richard Pryor to tone it down. He didn't. They wanted Bob Dylan to tone it down.
Did Ving Rhames just compare himself to Richard Pryor?
He didn't. I'm Ving Piranha Rhames, August 20th, and I will not tone it down. Lauren Feldenstein.
Perfect.
I'm a free black man, even though I'm the only black man in Piranha 3D, August 20th.
And really? What do you think? Tell us a little bit about this movie, Piranha 3D. A lot of people don't know what to think about this when they see a trailer. What's the whole concept of the film? Just you, one lone black man surrounded by piranhas?
What's the concept of the film? The concept is there's piranhas, and it's in 3D.
No shit.
Oh, good.
That vibrated my feet.
This is the Big J Show on Hot 101.9. I don't know. He just gets weirder and weirder. It's so
right
funny.
Now I'm surrounded by piranhas, but I'm trying to tone it down.
Good.
The film deals with summer.
Somebody's getting
summer
a bonus
beach.
Somewhere about this
summer
shit.
Break.
Yeah, he sure is getting his plugs
okay.
in.
No shit.
Summer
young
break
college
on.
Students. Mm-hmm. Young college students are all on the beach wearing bikinis and thongs and some even topless.
He just titty bait us to go see this movie.
He did.
Animal.
There's titties.
Comes upon women in thousands.
There's hot titties.
Hundreds, thousands of them.
There's 2 years over the
Jurassic
legal limit.
Ass piranhas.
Jurassic wow. ass piranhas. And, so, and then the rest is just
goddamn
history. Dealing with these piranhas on the beach. Who do you play in the movie?
I get medieval on their ass.
Excellent. And you're just
somebody like, wants a new guy.
Medieval on the ancient ass
piranhas. I'm the deputy of this small town, and someone has to do something about it.
And can't even
make, they can't make Ving Rhames the sheriff at least. He's a goddamn deputy. Why didn't they make him the janitor of the lake?
I'll tell you what. If I'm in charge of those decision making things, and Ving Rhames walks in, and he's like, "Yo, I need a job." They're like, "You're a sheriff, motherfucker." Deputy Ving Rhames. Are you kidding me?
Why didn't they just call him Sweepy Rhames? What the fuck? He's a goddamn deputy?
I want to know who the sheriff is now, don't you?
Who the fuck is in charge of Ving Rhames? Ving Rhames has fisted girls and they can't walk anymore. That's how this works.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, he went a little overboard. I'll tell you what, though. He got his plugs in there, though.
No shit.
I wonder if he got, like, paid per plug.
He must have been.
I'm surrounded by piranhas. Piranhas are in 3D. Oh, man. Okay. Where
they didn't plug Avatar that fucking hard.
Okay, he's Deputy Fallon, who's the sheriff. He must not have lasted very long. Deputy Green, but where's Sheriff? Sheriff? Boat Captain? No. Deputy Taylor? Okay, there's another deputy.
Why the fuck is there always a goddamn deputy?
This guy doesn't even have a last name. He's just deputy.
So there is no sheriff.
Red shirt. There's five deputies and no sheriff.
So a bunch of people are getting eaten at the town lake, and the sheriff's like, "Fuck it, I'm going to Cancun."
It'd be like, "You know what? You guys handle this one. I need to finish my
job. I'm an old man. I got to get to bed early. I don't know where I'm at."
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss is in it, but he doesn't have. My God, is this a cast of failed, awful? Richard Dreyfuss. I mean, when was the last time he was in anything worth a shit? Mr. Holland's Opus?
I really didn't like that
movie.
Well,
I mean, the first movie that anybody gave two fucks about.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that win an Oscar or something?
Probably.
Or
Ving Rhames, Elizabeth Shue.
Yep.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, I miss Christopher Lloyd. He used to be.
We're going to go back to the future!
He was also in Camp Nowhere about a bunch of kids going to camp.
Eli Roth, who is a joke. Jerry O'Connell, who's a joke.
No, I like Jerry O'Connell. He was in Sliders.
Jerry O'Connell's a joke.
But he was in Sliders, and I like Sliders. I didn't say he should do anything other than Sliders. I'm just saying I like Sliders.
But yeah, no, Ving Rhames, he definitely got his money's worth on that thing there.
No shit.
So what else is going on, man? You were talking about how Olbermann calls Sarah Palin bendy straws?
Yeah, apparently there's this new Vanity Fair article on Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And I've listened to the author. I listened to the author and the reviews of the article before I actually read the fucking article, which is what fucking happens nowadays. There's so much uproar over something that you have to listen to the uproar before you actually hear what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So I had to listen to the author try to explain himself. I listened to pundits on the left and the right talk about the article, and pretty much, if you were for Sarah Palin before this article, you'll be for Sarah Palin after the article, because you'll just dismiss everything in it.
Change any minds.
And if you were against Sarah Palin before the article, you'll listen to it like, "Oh, well, not figured, bitch.
Par for the course."
Yep. "Who didn't see this coming? Not me. I knew all this." So, pretty much, It reinforces everything that you've already thought.
Yeah.
There's no difference at all. Oh, yeah, by the way, it also says that Sarah Palin, during her little campaign thing, kept yelling about Why would you fart into your own microphone?
Oh.
That's your microphone.
I know, and it smells awful.
It's right by your face. That's going to be there this entire time.
God.
At least for me, the fart will go away from me.
Oh, God. That's
Why don't you just go poop?
No, I don't think I need to poop right now. I think it's just farts. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, do whatever act of subterfuge you need to do.
Okay.
Just equalize the pressure. You know, do what you got to do. So either way, the article is about how Sarah Palin is a bitch and is a mean, nasty, mean-spirited twat to everybody around her until cameras get put in her face, and then she's all smiley and happy, and, ooh, look at me, flags.
And in her defense, I guess until they catch her on camera or something, then it's all just...
Well, apparently, at least according to the article... This is what the guy said. I have no idea. I can't back any of this up.
Yeah.
And obviously, from what he said, nobody else is going to back any of it up either. Apparently, most of the people he interviewed won't say a goddamn thing about her. They won't put her name out. They won't put their name out there. They're not going to say anything on the record. But they'll talk to the guy and they'll say, look, she's a bitch. She's a twat. But at the same time, you can't print my name.
Yeah.
You can't put my name anywhere on here. If you do, she's going to do something.
Yeah.
Which is valid because of that whole ethics complaint against her when she was governor. Apparently, her sister and brother-in-law were going through a nasty divorce, and he was a sheriff or some police, some shit. She got his ass fired.
Yeah. And, you know what, in all honesty, like, the Mel Gibson thing, which I don't even think we mentioned, like...
He mentioned it. We mentioned it a few times.
It's real easy to, like, sit there with a tape recorder and, like, bait people into saying a whole bunch of crazy shit when you know you're being recorded.
Of course.
I mean, you know, then you can just be like, oh, I treat you so well, and you're so mean to me. And then just, you know, hit and let them rock and roll. I mean, you know, there's no backstory. And, I mean, you know, of course there's no excuse for some of the crazy shit he said.
Sure it is. He's fucking insane. There's an excuse.
but like, you know, it's real easy to, you know, be on the receiving end of that when you're sitting there recording it.
Of course.
And so, oh, but I'll tell you what, the thing that got, I don't know if you, did you listen to all those tapes?
I listened
They're
to a little bit of it.
So
I'm not
funny. But what really set him off is the word jacuzzi.
Jacuzzi?
She says, we were going to go to jacuzzi. He's like, jacuzzi!
Did he just lose his fucking mind?
It reminded me of the Hulk Hogan clip that we were obsessed with for all the time.
Oh, Dookie?
Dookie! He was like, what's that smell? Dookie! What's that smell?
Dookie!
Are you going to jacuzzi? Dookie!
I miss Hulk Hogan being, you know, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Poor Hulk Hogan. He's just a beaten, sad man now. And his wife's banging a 18-year-old.
Yeah. Well,
she looks like a man. I mean, she looks like a man wearing too much makeup.
A little. But at the same time, he's banging like an 18-year-old, too.
Yeah, that looks a lot like his daughter, which is a bit creepy.
I think she looks better than his daughter. His daughter did nothing special.
No, but they do look very similar.
Yeah, they were probably in the same class together. Is that creepy when like a rich dude marries some girl and they're the same age as their kids or younger?
Probably. Yeah.
Isn't that a little fucking creepy?
I would imagine. I mean, that would creep you out, wouldn't it?
Well, of course. But, you know...
I mean, like, that's if your mom married, like, Joey.
I could just picture the conversations now.
Hey, Napier.
No, Dad! I'm not going to clean my room!
Hey, Napier. You remember that time that we had the fire over at my place and I told you to tone it down because you were going to get the neighbors mad? Well, I'm your dad now, so you have to listen to me.
I toned it down for his neighbors.
He said he had to stop inviting you because you kept saying bad words and you were freaking out his neighbors.
Well, I don't... Well, I don't think I ever, like...
I don't know.
When, I don't remember the last time I was invited that I actually went anyway.
I don't know if that would count as a Napier grenade or not.
I'm sure there are a few Napier grenades. I like to toss them out every once in a while.
You disrupt the flow of conversation with Napier grenades.
Most of the time I do that, I find the conversation to be stupid anyway, and it needs an eruption.
That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to just, you know, disrupt the conversation so that you talk about something else.
Yeah.
Puss flaps!
Of course, why would I say that? Like, if I'm having an engaged conversation with somebody and I feel, you know, really good about this conversation, I'm not going to talk about fucking cunt runts.
Yeah.
I've never done that. However, when I hear people talking about something so fucking uninteresting and stupid, like some boring-ass dumb shit in their personal life that I don't care about, of course I'm going to say something stupid to take the flow out of it, because the flow is fucking dumb as shit. There's no reason we're on this conversation. It's not interesting. And I can't say, well... Okay, well, we're going to talk about this for the next hour. I'm just going to go. No, I'm going to say fucking titties. I'm going to say fucking cunt shit. I'm going to do something fucking dumb. And then I'm going to move the fuck on to something I find interesting, because I don't go and hang around with people who just talk about the dumbest inane bullshit constantly.
How was work today? Oh, it was all right. You know, I was talking to my boss earlier, and, you know, she was saying that...
Yeah, and all these people, they just come into work, all these, you know, work release convicts, and they come in and...
Come on!
Yeah.
Oh, God!
Do you have to shit?
I don't know what's happening to me. Oh, my God.
I have a lighter. I'm gonna turn on the lighter for a second.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna start a fire a little bit. You don't have, like, anything flammable in here, do you?
Speaking of Tourette's, did you hear Dr. Laura's...
Oh, fuck.
Dr. Laura's, like...
I can taste it. Jesus Christ.
Did you hear Dr. Laura's little explosion?
Yeah, how the fuck is that not racist? I've said some racist fucking shit in my time, and I know what a fucking racist comment is.
I think that the racist, like... Just in context, like just throwing out the N-word a bunch of times, it was stupid, but what she was saying I don't think was racist, but how she defended it afterwards was the racist
part.
The, I mean,
like, the biggest racist part of that entire thing...
Well, let's just... ...of him. Quiet. I'm black and he's white. We've been around some of his friends and family members who start make racist comments. As if I'm not there, or if
get
I'm not
get new
black.
Friends, bitch.
And my husband ignores
no shit.
Those comments.
End of conversation.
And it hurts my feelings. And he just acts like he
didn't. Can you give me an example of a racist comment? Because sometimes people are hypersensitive. So tell me give me two good examples of racist comments.
Okay, last night, good example. We had a neighbor come over, and this neighbor, every time he comes over, it's always a black comment. It's, oh, well, how do you black people like doing this, and do black people really like doing
Jesus.
That? And for a long time, I would ignore it. But last night, I got to the point...
I don't think that's racist.
How the fuck is that not racist?
Well, good thing
I
she's the...
I don't think that's racist. No, I think
no, it's
that's,
not.
No,
do you
no,
think that is?
No.
To say, you know, do,
I
you,
think that's,
do
well,
black people
listen,
like such
without
and such?
Without much thought.
Well, no.
It's probably in poor taste,
Obama
I would say.
Because
racist.
He was half black.
Well, that depends on how you word it.
Do
you say, hey,
it was a black
how do you darkies... Why do you darkies eat all that chicken?
That's
pretty fucking racist.
Not everything... That somebody says, we had friends over the other day. Got about 35 people here.
But so far she's right. I mean, you know, a lot of black people did vote for Barack Obama because he was black and not necessarily. Then again, black
Jesus
people
Christ.
Typically.
I'm going to have to light a candle made of fucking human skin.
Oh, because of my farts?
Yeah, I would rather smell burning ape hair than your farts. Holy fuck.
So she hasn't said anything crazy yet.
No, nothing too crazy. She might even be spot on
basketball.
A little bit.
I was going to go out and play basketball. My bodyguard and my dear friend is a black man. And I said,
"White
men can't
who's going after Dr.
Laura?
Oh, somebody wants 80-year-old puss.
That was funny.
How about the N-word?
Well, first of all, no, it wasn't funny. She said, white men can't jump, you're on my team. No, it's not funny. It's not racist, but it's not funny either. She said it's funny, and she's wrong.
Yeah, that was a movie back in the... It was funny for, like, a weekend.
Yeah, like...
But
like,
then they kept using it constantly. And like, oh, okay, that joke again.
Black guys
I get
use it.
It
all the time. Turn on HBO, listen to a black comic, and all you hear is nigger, nigger, nigger.
That's
I don't
three.
Get it. If anybody without enough melanin says it, it's a horrible thing. But when
okay, hold
black
on.
People
make,
say
make
it,
pause.
It's affectionate. It's very...
Okay, so what she's doing is she's letting... she by other people saying it who are black, and then that's okay. No. That's not how it works. Just because a group of people say it, doesn't make it okay.
Doesn't make it okay, yeah. She's justifying it by saying that other people say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she justifies the actions that, at least from what I heard on here, and will come up in a minute, the actions that she wants to take are justified by other people who are not her that they make those actions.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. That's not how society works.
Very confusing. Don't hang up. I want to talk to you some more. Don't go away.
Hold on, Darkie.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I'll be right back. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. You're talking to Jay.
That's a nice touch playing some black people
break,
music.
By the way?
I was a little caught back by the N-word that you spewed out. I have to be honest with you. But my point is race relations.
Oh, then I guess you don't watch HBO or listen to any black comedians.
What the fuck does that have to do with her saying nigger?
My dear,
I don't know.
My dear, the point I am trying to make...
to another level that's unacceptable.
Yeah, we got a black man as president, and we have more complaining about racism than ever.
Look, lady, we let your little darky brother in, so all this racist shit just needs to go away.
No shit. There's a fat
racism
white guy...
Racism is officially over, okay?
You see... The country club, we let in Omar, the big fat black janitor at the high school, and he gets to play at our club once a week. Therefore, we can't be racist.
Yeah, there's no way. My bodyguard's a black guy. I mean, I pay a black guy to follow me around and be big and scare people.
Exactly.
There's no way I'm racist.
Exactly. Who? I mean... Obviously, I'm not going to put a white man in danger of guarding me.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
white guys aren't nearly as scary. Come on, let's admit, the big black guy that's my bodyguard, pretty imposing.
Yeah, he scares me.
It's part of the gig.
Exactly. And if he goes in front of a bullet for me, you know what? So be it. At least it wasn't a white guy.
Are white people afraid of a black man taking over the nation?
They're afraid.
If you want to be honest about it.
Dear, they voted him in. Only 12% of the population's black.
Yeah, so forget all this shit.
Yeah. We let Omar in the club. Omar's there. Didn't you realize?
Shoulder. I can't do
you can't be racist.
That. Yeah, I think you have too much sensitivity and not enough sense of humor. Well, it depends how it's said.
Is it okay to say that word? Is it ever okay to say that word?
It depends how it's said.
Exactly. Other people who are not me get to say it.
It's okay.
It depends on how it's said, which it depends on how it's said. Like, you know, if black guys call each other it, and, you know, then that's okay. But a old-ass, goofy white woman on the radio, not so okay.
Nope, not even a little bit.
You're not black. They're not black. My
oh, I see. So a word is restricted to race.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Got it. Can't do much about that.
You cannot say.
Hey, make pause.
The nigger word, and I hope everybody.
I didn't spew out the nigger word.
Whoa!
There we go.
Is that six?
Yeah, that's at least six.
Yeah.
So, if she's not in favor of double standards, I wonder if she like whenever she's watching like a TV drama, and let's say which no network TV ever lets this happen. Let's say that during the show. This big, fat, white cop beats the ever-loving shit out of a small white woman and just pummels her just ruthlessly on national television, and you just get to watch this big, overpowering man throw her like a rag doll up against fucking doors and chairs and tables, maybe even push her head out of a window and just... grind the glass into her face, and you see that happen for at least 30 seconds to a minute of just constant, like, just, they cut down the clips, like, you just see clip after clip of her just being thrown into shit and parts coming off of her and blood going everywhere.
Okay.
Now, you see that all the time. All the time you'll see two dudes beat the fuck out of each other where there's blood and shit and body parts going everywhere. But if you show a woman getting beat like that, they're not gonna allow that on television. There's gonna be phone calls. There's gonna be a massive letter campaign. And do you remember
commentary today has to do with?
Do you remember that last Bruce Willis movie? Jesus Christ, dude. Damn.
Oh, God.
Do you remember that last Bruce Willis movie where it was like Live Free, Die Hard or some goofy, dumb redneck shit in the title? So, dumb redneck title movie. I'm running out of fucking lighter fluid here.
Oh, my God.
Remind me next time. I'm just going to bring my Zippo.
Okay.
So, in that movie, Bruce Willis grabs this little Asian girl and beats the fuck out of her and throws her down an elevator shaft and then it explodes.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember in that movie?
Yeah.
Everybody cheered at that point. Bruce Willis beat the fuck and shot like 30 other fucking dudes at that time. Dead silence. The moment he picks up a little Asian girl and fucks her over with a knife, there's the applause!
Yeah, I remember being a little bit uncomfortable during that. I was like, oh.
Yeah!
I mean, sure, bitch is trying to kill him, and bitch hits me a couple of times, and she's, like, you know, trying to shoot me with something. I'll fight back. I mean, you know, I'm not for hitting women.
Yeah, but why did everybody...
Crazy ninja broad, like, you know, coming at me with a sword or something. I'm not just going to let her stab me in the face.
Of course,
but I remember being a little uncomfortable during that. I was like, God, Bruce Willis is beating the fuck out of this broad.
No shit! And everybody cheered when she got beat up. Like, the first time, like, the very first punch, everybody went, oh, yeah! Like, isn't that a double standard?
I don't know.
Bruce Willis, he fucking threw a car at a dude. He threw a car at a helicopter and it exploded.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit. Not a goddamn fucking movement.
And once he started punching broads, that's what it got excited.
The moment he punches this little bitty fucking girl...
Oh.
Shit just erupts.
Well, here's Dr. Laura's apology. This is awesome.
I bet it's
I
a
talk
fake
every day
shit.
About doing the right thing. And yesterday...
Yeah, I bet she
not, like,
did the wrong thing.
She's not a very good...
I didn't intend...
radio personnel. Like, this is...
To hurt people, but
like,
I did.
I mean, like,
why
she's obviously reading this.
And that makes it the wrong thing to have,
like,
done.
Lots of dead air in between.
I was attempting to make a... philosophical point.
I don't know if she's
trying
to be dramatic.
And I articulated the N-word all the way out. More than one time.
No shit.
And that was wrong.
No fucking shit.
More than one time.
You'll say what again?
Wrong.
Oh, I thought she was going to say the N-word again.
I ended up, I'm sure, with many of you losing.
Okay, wouldn't that be awesome if in the middle of her apology she's like, I'll say it again. And it just like went on like a N-word rampage again.
So, the most racist part wasn't her saying nigger. That isn't the racist part.
Yeah.
That's her being a dumbass.
I think...
The racist part, the really racist part that I have a problem with, and I'm not a person who doesn't say nigger, who doesn't say faggot, but at the same time, I don't hate black people, I don't hate gays, but when you say something like she said at the end of that clip, don't NAACP me,
yeah,
that's fucking racist.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that's funny is, when you listen to that, like, after the woman, like, acknowledges that she was offended by it,
yeah.
I mean, she, like, throws it out there, like, five more times, like, you know, what the fuck are you going to do about it, you know?
Exactly.
And I mean, like, you know, I'm no prude or anything, but, you know, if the woman says, you know, I'm offended by what you're saying, then... you got to throw it in her face a couple more times and then the next day apologize about it? I mean, either stick to your shit or, you know...
It's obvious it was a fucking bullshit made-up excuse
is,
as
well,
a goddamn apology.
And this gets worse, too, because, I mean, like, she can't read her own shit. Like, you remember when I read my letter to Quincy Jones, how I can't read?
Yeah.
I mean, this woman's been on the air for, like, 30 years. And, like, she can't read her own shit.
Point
she
I was trying to make
starts stumbling over herself.
Shocked.
Well,
by the fact that I said the word. I myself realized I had made a horrible mistake, and I was so upset.
That was written for her.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't mean to read it before.
No, they had
myself
the,
off the air at the end of the hour.
They had the transcript sitting there. I'm sure they just had the hour.
I think 20 minutes of dead air doesn't work.
Yeah, I'll just fill
I am very
the
sorry.
Edward. I'll just say yeah, nigger just for the next 20 minutes.
Won't happen again.
Yeah, I wonder how much dead air is
now,
in between her sentences that she's reading off
some letters.
Written reply.
And what touched me is that even though many of you were upset, I was really touched that you still showed friendship for all the years we've been together on the air, and for that,
you're nobody's
me,
fucking friend.
Grateful.
You're a whore. Jesus.
Here's an example.
What do you keep doing?
I want to thank this woman for sending me this letter. Again, I was very touched, and truthfully, it helped me make it through the night. So I'm going to read the letter.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
Listener for at least
make
years.
It through the
I've
night.
I've read several of your books. I've always held you in high regard and have encouraged others to listen to you as well.
Available now on Amazon.com.
No shit.
My books.
For today's call with the African-American woman with a Caucasian husband who called seeking how to handle racist comments, I'm a bit dismayed. I believe
how?
That African-Americans using the N-word.
The other thing is, what the fuck is that woman calling Dr. Laura to ask on how to handle racist comments? You think Dr. Laura has a lot of experience with... That bitch got her doctorate in, like, physiology or something.
No shit.
I mean, like, what is physiology? I mean, like, as far as, you know, for what she's using her doctorate for.
Well, nothing, but she can use the term doctor.
Well, I know.
At least it's more honest than Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. Did he get, like, an honorary degree from, like, bumfuck university? Or I mean, like...
Bill Cosby has honorary degrees. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, Bill Cosby asks people to call him Dr. Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that'll be the fucking day. Your honorary degree is worthless.
As well
fuck
as Caucasians
you.
Or any other race, for that matter.
You've got a GED.
I agree that the
fuck
argument
you.
That some African-Americans use that it is okay for
yeah.
them to
why
use
you,
it and not
wow,
for others is ridiculous.
How do you... Okay, pause it again. How do you, during an apology, shift the blame?
The argument that since
she's
some African-Americans use the word, that it's okay to use it and
look,
others
either,
can't use it is ridiculous. I'm sorry, it's just not clear.
Look,
but
either
say,
fucking apologize or don't.
I'm sorry, it's just not clear. This black guy can't write shit.
I don't fucking get it. How is it that during an apology you shift blame? Either you're apologizing and you're accepting a responsibility, or you're making an excuse for what you did.
Yeah.
It's not an apology if you justify what you did. That's not an apology. That's you making shit up in the fucking context of what you had said earlier. That's not an apology.
Yeah.
You saying the words, I'm sorry, but black people use it, therefore, you know, it's not really my fault. That's not an apology. That's a goddamn excuse that you happen to use the words, I'm sorry, in it.
I'm sorry, but when my alarm went off, my girlfriend said it was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's not my fault.
Therefore, it's not my fault.
I apologize for your feelings, but at the same time...
I'm sorry that you reacted the way you did to what I said.
Remember when I came to work drunk and I killed all those kids in that bus because I was late to work and I was drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. But you know what? At 7 o'clock in the morning, you're not supposed to have a bus full of kids on the fucking highway.
No.
I mean, what were they thinking?
Why were they even there?
I mean, they got in my way.
I mean, if you really think about it, like, why is anybody anywhere at 7 o'clock in the morning? That's too early.
I know.
You know?
I mean, obviously, my job, those people are pieces of shit. I should never have gone there at 7 o'clock in the morning to begin with. But they forced me to, even though I was drunk, and I told them... I was drunk when I got in after I hit the kids.
And really, if you think about it, it's not even my fault I was drunk.
Exactly.
I mean, they should have cut me off a long time ago.
And it's not...
I mean, let's be honest. I'm drunk at 7 o'clock in the morning. Am I totally to blame for that?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
And you know what? It's not my fault that I get drunk after about 17 or 18 beers.
Yeah, no.
You know what? This is genetics. What yeah. you're doing is racist.
Yeah.
Complete. It's reverse racist.
Of course it
is. It's reverse alcoholist.
I mean, you know. Look,
just because the kids on the bus were black doesn't mean I was any more targeting them than if they were white.
Of course not. I was blind, stinking drunk. I couldn't see them.
But if that were the case, maybe the driver, you know...
Maybe he was aiming for me. The driver was fine. Yeah. The driver was perfectly okay. He wanted this to happen.
Yeah. I mean, if he was of sound mind and body, why did he let me hit him?
Exactly.
Honestly. I mean,
those things have rearview mirrors for a reason.
Yeah.
And he chose not to use them.
Don't they teach defensive driving? I mean, like, shouldn't he have known to, you know, protect his bus from me?
Of course.
He should have switched lanes or something when he saw me coming.
I mean, it's a four-lane highway, for God's sakes. There's a place to go.
You see a drunk guy swerving all over the place? Move the fuck over.
Exactly.
Pull off to the side and wait for me to go by.
My head was on my steering wheel to begin with. He heard my siren. I was screaming at him to move. He chose not to.
You had a siren?
Well, I was passed out drunk on my wheel.
Oh, you were honking the horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was going on.
Yeah. I mean, that's a...
He knew what was
that's
coming.
That's as good a warning as any.
Exactly.
Honestly. I mean,
you're probably listening to his iPod.
You should say, what's going on? And they tell you, don't listen to your iPod while you're driving.
Exactly.
That's why I'm about to
shit
my pants.
And he had one at home. How do I know he didn't have one in the car?
I'm about to shit my pants. Well, we need to take a break. I'm going to shit my pants.
Oh, good luck.
Hey, bing, 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 bang. Popcorn.
Oh, my God. That was like four or five flushes worth.
That was at least a two-cigarette poop.
Oh, it was so much poop. What were we even talking about? I don't even remember.
We were doing insincere apologies.
It doesn't even seem to matter now.
Nope. Not even a little.
Nothing matters anymore.
Not after you poop.
Oh, Jesus. Insincere apologies. Oh, yeah, right. Wow. Yeah.
Listening to that woman give an apology, what the fuck? How the fuck? You know what? I don't understand. I don't understand people who will give an insincere apology. I mean, I get it. You know, hey, it'll cost them money. But at the same time, if that's what they really think and feel, why don't they just fucking say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if they're really a racist piece of shit, just say, look, I'm a racist asshole and I don't particularly like black people. Yeah. I don't like black comics. Obviously, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she's never listened to a Chris Rock.
She basically took all black comics and said, look, all black comics do is say the N-word over and over again.
She's never listened to a black comic. She's like, oh, well, Chris Rock says nigger. I don't think that she understands the context. She said, like, oh, well, it's in the context. Yeah. Well, I don't
and,
think the
and,
context
in
she
her
was
defense,
using.
In the context she was using it, what, like the saying, in the context she used the word, I mean, the word was completely unnecessary, but it wasn't, like, used in, like, a context that was racist. What she said afterwards, not using the word, was racist.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But at the same time, she's a racist bitch.
At the same time, who gives a shit?
Apparently Sarah Palin does, or at least one of her blog writers.
Is she all of a sudden, like, fighting for black people?
No, Sarah Palin... was in defense of Dr.
Laura. Oh, she was? Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, and Dr. Laura right. called her a goddamn idiot on many, many different occasions. However, like many things...
Well, Howard Stern said, you know, I want her off the radio because she sucks, not because of what he thinks she said.
Well, of course.
He said, you know, I'm all for you guys, you know, petitioning to get her off the air because she sucks, you know. That's what he said about Imus, too. The Imus thing
was
completely weak.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fucking overblown. And yes, Imus sucks. Imus is terrible. His delivery is awful. I mean, he sounds like a, you know, mumbling old fuck.
He is a mumbling old
well,
fuck.
Well, yeah, but he sounds
you
like
seen
one.
Him?
Yeah. And he, you know, wears a big goofy cowboy hat. But, I mean, like, you know, to say nappy-headed hoes, I mean, like, get a fucking life. Are you seriously going to get freaked out about... If you're getting freaked out about that, then Dr. Law is right. You're hypersensitive. You need to get the fuck over it.
Yeah, but then she said, don't NAACP me, then...
Yeah.
Then it became racist.
Yeah. So she bit herself in the ass.
All she had to do was just say, look, you need to grow a thicker skin,
yeah.
And that could have been the end of it.
And really, that was what the woman was calling about, to see, you know, ask her for her opinion on, you know, how she should handle it. She should have just said, you need to grow a thicker skin. But then she got into this whole rant about this, that, and another thing.
Yeah, she got pissed off that black people have been allowed to, at least in society, say whatever the fuck they want.
You know,
at least in the N-word. But, and they can say cracker and other things. But that's because they're a minority, and, you know, it's the same thing of punching a woman.
Yeah.
You can't beat up on somebody weaker than yourself. And I'm not saying black people are weak, but there's...
They are a minority.
They're a minority. They're not even 15% of the population.
I think it's 12.
It's like 12% to 13%.
Something like that, yeah.
It's not 15. It's under 15. And when the majority starts beating up on a minority, then it looks bad. However, yeah. When a minority says, well, yeah, I don't like white people, or if you were in Africa and you said, well, I don't really like black people, the black people, they're like, why the fuck do we care?
Yeah.
The context is completely different.
Oh, fucking well.
Exactly. You think black people in Africa give a shit about what some local white person thinks about the other population?
And you know what? It's proof in the pudding just by what, you know, right-wingers and, like, you know, all the crazy white people of the world today, they're always have the same reply, and that is, you don't like it, go back to Africa. You don't like it, go back to Mexico. They have kind of an elitist, and they
well, can. Well, not the mainstream. The mainstream ones don't say
well,
it
you know
like
what
that.
I'm saying, though.
But I'm pretty sure they wish they could, or they probably have said it before.
Well, they're you know, listeners, their followers, whatever.
Well, they like, they say it. They love concepts. Hearing stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I love hearing?
What?
That term, reverse racism.
Well, there is no such thing.
No.
Racism is racism.
Yeah, but then there was the whole, it's reverse racism because the black people they're saying racist things against white people. Well, that's just racism.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, well, you do it too. Like, no, don't do that. let's not play the logical fallacy game, and let's just say, look, the guy said something racist.
Yeah.
And move on.
When you disparage a race of people, that's racism. Reverse racism. Reverse racism would be the opposite of racism.
Yeah.
Like, reverse racism would say, let's love everybody!
Exactly.
Blackies, whiteies, yellowies, oranges, purpleies.
It's like hearing that word irregardless. I've never heard anybody say that with an IQ over spinach. Like if their IQ and you took a thing of spinach and you cooked it up, like you boiled it and you set a pencil next to it, and then the spinach got to write out the answers. Or they had an interpreter for the spinach,
mm-hmm.
like some homeless dude they found at a bus station, completely addicted to heroin, would write down the answers he heard from the cook thing of spinach. That test
from spinach?
Yeah, heard it. Spinach. Well, obviously the spinach has no hands.
Yeah, so it can't write.
Yeah, so it can't write. So obviously you have to have an interpreter, and I'm pretty sure you could get, like, a homeless dude to do it. I mean, all you have to do is give him, like, you know, $10 and, you know, a nice bed.
And the homeless guy will listen to the spinach.
Yeah.
And the spinach will tell it, you know.
Tell him what's right.
Yeah.
And that series
what the
of
fuck
answers.
Are you talking about?
I don't know.
I was sticking with you, hoping that you were saying something.
I've never said anything important or profound in my entire life.
Okay, so this is what I.
Let's go on.
We need to find some way to interact with people. I want people, like, on the phone or on the speakers or somewhere, because me and you don't really have that much to talk about anymore.
Well, no, because we're losing all of our...
26.
Yeah, but we're losing all of our friends that would come in and sit down with us.
Yeah, I know.
Mark Ballardette moved.
I think Jesse quit.
Yeah, Jesse don't want to be our friend more.
I don't know. And you know what? Honestly, we did that podcast last week about how he quit, and he never said a word about it. Actually, I've talked to him a couple times. He didn't even mention it. So maybe
he probably didn't listen. Well, I don't listen to the podcast when I'm not there. I don't listen
to
it when
I'm
here.
Jesse was a listener. Actually, Jesse was one of our only listeners. And so I just invited him to come in based on him being a listener and, like, him calling and, like, interacting with us. And I was like, fuck it, come in. And
But, like, I don't know. We need to, like, stream it somewhere or do something. We need to get something to, or, like, somebody to, like, come in here and talk to us or something. Because
then I go on rants about dumb shit.
Yeah, and
all the time, and it's
grenades.
Yeah, and sometimes it works out. I think Rape Dave worked out.
You know what?
But I mean, those are nuggets. Those are that's not the beef.
Yeah,
that's not the meat of the sandwich. That's like,
I don't think we should abandon this Rape Dave thing. I think this Rape Dave thing has legs.
I think it does too.
Maybe we need to like pitch it to Fox. Fox can have Rape Dave like on Tuesday nights.
I still think that the Clayton dildo burning facility. I think that would make good TV.
Absolutely, like the all day every day Clayton dildo burning field station.
Well, no, not like, you know, like fucking Survivor or something where you have to survive the dildo burning facility. But more along the lines of like, yeah, there's an episode, and then it's just
so the highlights.
Well, the entire TV series is just the entire world shitting on this dude, and we dress him up to look like Clayton. And that's the entire TV show. And he never wins. Ever. He will never win. He never gets, like, you know those TV shows where it's, like, about some loser? He always gets fucked with. And then, you know, once in a while, he wins. He does something. He
yeah.
says something. He gets the girl, or he wins the basketball game, or he throws that winning pitch. No, Clayton never wins. He never gets close.
The Wile E. Coyote of reality television?
Yeah.
Exactly. Did Wile E. Coyote ever catch that motherfucker?
No, he never will.
Should there, he?
No, he shouldn't.
I mean, shouldn't he just, like, catch him, bite his fucking head off, and that would be the end? I mean, like, that would be very satisfying to me. It would give a very positive message. Look, you can do this shit for 30 years, but eventually you'll fucking catch him and bite his fucking head off.
No, I don't want to send that message.
No?
It's not a message. I want to send a message that sometimes you'll get fucked with constantly forever, and sometimes it's your own fault, and we'll show like a he did it. I'll be damned.
I think
he deserved it that time.
I think that Wile E. Coyote and like was Tom the cat or was Jerry the cat? Tom was the cat.
Tom,
wasn't he?
Tom was the cat.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote and Tom should just like team up and fuck their shit up, and that would be awesome.
Oh my God, you could put it to
see, but fuck Tom, because Tom caught him a couple of times, and then he just like felt sympathy and let him go.
Yeah.
So fuck Tom. Wile E. Coyote never caught shit.
Nope, never.
I mean, like, how much money do you think that he spent on all of that shit?
I mean, like, Coyote, where the fuck does he get money?
Acme doesn't just send you rockets. I mean, you gotta pay
for
that
shit. Well, like, what did he have, like, a P.O. box in the middle of Nevada?
I have no idea. But, I mean, like, fucking, eventually, don't you just go buy, like, you know, why don't he just go get, like, you know, James Bond or something? Like, pay James Bond to come out and take care of that fucking Roadrunner
or
something.
You know what I think it is? Did you ever see The Family Guy where Wile E. Coyote, where Peter was like, he worked at Acme, and Wile E. Coyote was taking his shit back, and he's getting store credit for it? I think he bought this one really stupid, really fucking stupid expensive thing, and ever since then, he's just been returning the same goddamn crap over and over again. They keep giving him store credit.
Oh.
So he doesn't have any more money. He spent all of his money trying to do it the first time, and he keeps fucking up, or the shit keeps fucking him over, and he keeps returning it, and they keep giving him store credit. He keeps, like, okay, you know how it's in third-person view? Like, you don't see,
yeah.
You never see first-person view with that shit. So, obviously, the dudes over at Acme are filming this shit, and they're laughing their ass off.
Yeah.
Like, they're sending him shit.
Hey, come on back, buddy.
Like, here,
yeah.
We got a return bin. We're just going to keep feeding this dude this dumb shit, and we're just going to film it, and every week he's going to fuck his life over, and then he's going to take it back, and we're going to go into the return bin again. We're just going to send him something else over and over again. And we're going to put it on the internet, and we're going to have like 900.
But doesn't that.
He's not going to watch it.
Isn't that like a commentary on how shitty their products are? I mean, wouldn't that not be tape they'd want to get out?
No.
Or is it just so fucking funny?
It's just so awesome. It's just like, oh, it's an Acme product. They're doing it again. Zing. Oh,
so that's what it is. It's store credit. And
yeah.
So that's why he doesn't ever go to a different company that would actually sell him anything, because he spent all his money on something that didn't work, and so he just keeps returning the same shit.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, fuck.
He's always
going to
have
somewhere else,
credit.
But then I would have to, you know, pay for it.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, he's already made a sizable investment whenever the fuck he first bought, and that money's never coming back. Like, they're never going to give him that money again.
I mean, like, just cut your losses. Say, look, I've been coming here for 30 fucking years, and not one fucking thing you've ever given me with my fucking store credit has ever worked.
Well, maybe the girl at the counter has big tits.
Oh, you think that's it? He's got, yeah. He's just like, hey, babe. How's it going?
He's constantly like, coming in there like, oh, hey, fucked up and
you're
broken.
Our preferred customer number one. He's like, yeah. I was just kind of wondering what were you doing later. And she's like, you know, I'm involved, but I got these new rockets. Oh, rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take some of those.
You know, he plays it smooth. He you know.
Yeah, he does his thing.
He's not going to be too aggressive. He's just going to lay in the weeds and eventually,
you know, wait for her, you know, husband to, like, you know, get hit by a bus.
Or a rocket.
Or maybe it's the Roadrunner.
A big fucking rock.
Yeah.
You know, that just happened to fall off a cliff.
I don't know. You know what I could, you know what Wile E. Coyote could do?
Hmm.
He could wait behind a rock, the Roadrunner comes by, and he pegs it right in the fucking dome with a board with a nail in it.
Yeah? Why not?
But then, you know what? I mean, he's already spent all that money, and they've got contraptions and shit. And obviously the sales girl, she's got to be fucking, you know, genius at this shit. Because obviously he keeps coming back.
Well, and here's my other question. Is the Roadrunner, like, encountering Wile E. Coyote, like, on his way to Walmart? I mean, like, is he doing his daily chores, and that's just something he has to deal with? Or is he purposely going out in the desert to, like, fuck with this guy?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Like, he knows where the guy's going to be at. He's in the same fucking... Like, the background never changes.
Yeah.
He's obviously going... Like, let's say he's going to work. He'll take the long road, because he knows he's going to be there.
Yeah.
Takes the long road back home. He knows he's not going to do anything.
So the idea is, well, you know, I'm kind of going to fuck with this guy. I know he's going to be out there, and I'm going to go do my shit. But, like, he isn't exactly avoiding him either.
Okay. Mike, you're a normal person, right?
For the most part.
You don't get to win at a whole bunch of things, do you?
No.
Name the last thing you've won at. Like, you got this great victory over.
I can't remember one.
Neither can I.
Insanely depressing.
And let's say this. Let's say you turn on that video game.
Yeah.
And you know that there's somebody on your friends list who plays this one goddamn game. And you don't mind, you might not even like this fucking game, but you know you're better than him.
Yeah.
And you know every time you play this game, it doesn't matter how long it takes, eventually you'll see him. Probably within like an hour, you'll see this dude. And the one thing that gets you through your day every fucking time some bullshit happens is you can turn on that game at any time. There's going to be that dude, and you're just going to fuck him over and over again, and there's nothing he can do about it. Literally nothing. He can do nothing but stand there and watch you beat his ass and yell and scream into a microphone. That's all that can happen. And then once the game's over, you say, well, good game, friend. And he screams racial slurs and talks about your mom, and you've just kicked his ass, and you're like, okay.
Sounds like you're drawing from personal experience. I don't think I have that, because I don't really... I buy video games, but I never play them.
Well, I play video games, and some of the video games I play, like, there's a server list, and you know who's going to be playing them.
Yeah.
And most of the people who play them, I mean, you can... There's a pretty good bet you'll see them, like, if you play it at any...
Virus database has been updated.
Yay!
Thank God. I was worried. I was like, man, you know, our virus database hasn't been updated in quite some time.
Yeah, so I know I'm going to see certain people on my game.
Are you going to name names?
No, well, it doesn't matter. I don't know their names. Oh, I know their little avatar names. Like, who the fuck's going to give a shit about Loves to Spooge or whatever their fucking name
Loves
is?
Loves to Spooge?
Yeah, South Park reference.
Yeah.
So I know who I'm going to see. And I know people, you know, who play the game that I'm better than. And I know that if I play, you know, the way I want to, and I pick my character, and I go into an area, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see him. And I know that I can win, and there's nothing they can do about it. Absolutely nothing. They can get their friends to come help. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe if they show up in time, but they never do. Never do. And I know that if I turn on that game when I get home from doing this, I'll see at least two or three of the dudes that I'm talking about, and I can beat their ass. I can beat their ass one-handed, half asleep, and at any time I can just go do that. That's the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner is just this dude who goes to work every day, gets shit on, goes home, and while he's going home, he's like, you know what? That road down there has some little fucking faggot on it who's going to try to eat me.
Yeah.
He's never going to come close. I know it. You know, so, I know it. I've been doing this for 30 goddamn years. In 30 goddamn years, he hasn't come close. So you know what chances are? Chances are I can go down that road.
So
just
it,
to show
it's
off.
A positive message. It's like, no matter how bad you think you have it,
there's always going to be at least one dude who you can fuck up on a daily basis at your choosing. And not only will he try to beat you every time out of pride or out of anything, you know, that he seems to be doing at that time.
He must. I mean, he's
his
gotta
whole
be
day is planned around fucking you up.
He's got to be. He's got to be eating something, or else. He'd be dead by now. So
I think they showed him like eating beans. Or
yeah,
something.
It's not even so much that like he's been hungry all this time and like the Roadrunner is the only thing to eat. It's more of like a pride thing at this point. It's like,
yeah, it's,
I'm going to fucking kill this guy eventually.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. And the Roadrunner knows. Look. Never going to happen. It's been 30 fucking years. I've been going down this road. Every single day I see you. Every single day you do some dumb shit. And I win.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You can change it up 100 times. You can have other people do it for you. Never going to win. He contracts out through a third-party company for shit. I've never seen him build anything that didn't come with an Acme logo on it. Have you?
No, he doesn't build anything. He just
yeah,
buys
so none of these these aren't his ideas.
No.
They're other people. He's contracting out for other people's ideas on how to catch this bird. He can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
He never will.
No.
And that's why when I play my little game, I know that if there's a few dudes on there, I don't care what strategy guides they read. I don't care how much they practice. Because they're not going to win. Never. They're never going to win. And you know what? I will never change what I'm doing. I will let them know I'm coming. I will announce it to the fucking world from the highest goddamn mountaintop. In 5 minutes, I will be fucking the shit out of this dude. Hold on. Get your cameras ready. And then I will proceed to do it. No matter what he does, he can make it flashy. He can just go all in. It doesn't matter. Doesn't mean he can bring his friends. I'll fuck his friends up too. Doesn't matter.
So you find something that you're good at, and you cling to it.
No, not cling to it. You just know that it's there. You don't have to cling to it. You just have to. It can just be sitting there, like in the background, like an old book that you like to read, or like an old family photo that you look at, like, oh, I remember those days, and then. It's just like that, only you get to take that photo again. And you get to read that book again as if it was new. Every single time.
I need that in my life.
You do need that in your life. You know what you need to buy?
What?
You need to go buy your ass some Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but then I would be that guy that you kill all the time.
Yeah, and sometimes you are that dude. Sometimes you're going to be that dude.
I need something that's mine.
That's only yours?
That I can beat people at.
Well, the only thing you can do that way is get a bottle of shampoo or get a bottle of fucking lotion and play with your own penis. Because sometimes you're going to be the dude that loses. Sometimes there's going to
be... But I want to be the guy that wins, Napier.
You will
I
be.
I want to be the guy that wins.
You will be. Like, I have friends on my friends list. I know if I play them, I'm never going to win. I will never win.
So it's the circle of life.
It's the circle of life. There's just going to be some people you will never beat, no matter how hard you try. And there are certain people that no matter how hard they try, no matter how many friends they bring, you're never going to win. Ever. Ever. And I've got this one friend. I will never beat him. No matter how many times I've tried, I've come close. I've come really fucking close. But I've never won. And I never will win. And you know what? That's okay with me. And there are people out there, they're not my friends, they're dicks, they're assholes, they're little shitbags. And you know what, sometimes I'll talk shit before a game, and then they'll make me look like a complete douchebag by fucking my shit 6 ways to Sunday. And you know what I gotta say? Well, you won. You beat me.
Yeah.
Fair and square in a contest that I couldn't win. And then later on, you come back, and then you talk shit before a game, you beat the shit out of somebody. You say, ha, dude, I talk shit against you, and then I beat your ass. What?
And then that's the circle of life. Sometimes you're the winner, sometimes you're the loser.
Oh, no, I'm depressed now.
Why are you depressed? That's just life.
What's my thing?
What do you like? You make t-shirts.
Yeah.
I don't make t-shirts.
So I beat you at making t-shirts?
I can't make a t-shirt. I can't draw for shit either.
Yeah.
I can paint little model kits.
I used to draw. I used to write, too.
I used to write, but it was mostly just ramblings.
Be fat. And
do you remember when you used to have the little, like, the blog where you used to, like, write shit on MySpace all the time?
Yeah.
Then you stopped going to MySpace and you stopped writing.
Yeah. No, I continue to write every now and then. It's just not any good.
You used to write, like, 3 times a week. My little sister used to love it. She used to tune in every week just to see, like, she was your biggest goddamn fan.
Yeah. And sadly, I still have a blog. It's just nobody knows about it anymore.
Oh. Well, I don't because I've never read it. I just assume you don't write anymore.
Yeah. Most of it's just archiving the old stuff from back when I had passion.
You can do what I do. You can get a video game and try to be good at it.
I don't know if it's age or...
You're good at your job. Your boss said so. She likes you.
No. I'm awful at my job.
No, I'm awful at my job.
I hate it.
Yeah. Well, that's life.
How do you get the passion back?
Well,
you know what?
Self-delusion.
I just thought of what it is that I win at every time.
What's that?
Sex.
Sex?
Yes.
Is it because Laura always...
I come in first every single time. Boom! I'm not Wile E. Coyote. I'm the fucking Roadrunner. Peace out.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Just a couple of things while we have your ear. The comment line for our podcast is 314-266-9363. Call and give us feedback, comments, topics that you would like us to discuss, whatever you would like. The website is wfodix.podbean.com. That is our home. You can find us on iTunes. We do have a blog up with occasional updates, pictures, whatever we talk about. Sometimes we will put up reference. That is wfodix.blogspot.com. We are on Twitter at follow at wfodix. We're also on Facebook. So become a fan of us on Facebook. All that shit. We're everywhere. So thank you for listening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think. Until next time.